Boneboy Speaks, episode 196, Boss Jock. A podcaster on app.net made me aware of a tool called Boss Jock Studio, which is a recording app that is designed for podcasters that are using iOS. And it does a lot of processing for you, and it also gives you a cool little soundboard, which you can use to add sound to your podcast without having to manually drop it in and add it in. So, for example, in this app, you can also have it play sound in the background. So, for example, I'm going to have it start a song. And notice as I hit the mic button here that the audio of the sound goes down. And I can also drop in other sound effects too.
Yay!
Squirrel!
In the morning, if you see something, say something.
Okay, now I sound like a really douchey radio person, which, I don't know, if you listen to No Agenda, they do use a lot of jingles and stuff, and partially that's for effect, but they're also just kind of, I think the jingles are kind of clever, but they kind of do it like, you know, I guess, I don't know, sometimes a morning zoo comes to mind, but, you know, as I say, they do it in fun, and they also deconstruct media, but that's not the point of this, of course. I'll quiet the music out here. So anyway, this app lets you bring in and out audio fairly easily or through a number of different mechanisms. So for example, all of the different carts is what they call them, which are just basically audio clips. And that name comes from, in radio, the way that they used to drop sound that was pre-recorded into a live radio broadcast was they record it on carts. They look kind of like 8-track tapes. And you'd push a button and the cart would play, or you'd slap the cart in. In this case, all the audio is digitized. And so there's really not much for you to do other than, you load it in, and you can load it in either with Dropbox. It supports open-end functionality. So if you have some other app that can supports open-end functionality, you can actually take the audio file and open it in this app, and it will import it as a recording that you can then add in as a cart. Now you can also it'll also import songs from your iTunes library, assuming that they're not DRM'd, and assuming that they've been downloaded from iCloud, And also, likewise, for output, you can also have it go to Dropbox. You can also export it to SoundCloud, a few other places. You can also do the conventional iTunes export as well. So it's a neat little app. It's $10, so it's a little pricey, but if you're podcasting, it's the kind of thing that you probably need. And I've been using Twisted Wave to do audio recording when I'm on the go, and that's actually a pretty nice app, but it's good for recording, but it's not a multi-track editor, and it's a lot harder to drop in audio things like this. I'm not sure if I'm going to use this app all that much. If I want to add audio to my podcast, I certainly will. But it's nice to know that this app exists, and it makes it fairly easy for podcasters to create something a little more than just recording your voice. And then, as I say, you can take the audio and put it up. And you can, as I say, they say no post-processing needed, although I may still post-process it through Auphonic just because that ends up being easier. And it also will put it in the right place on my server. So anyway, I'll put a link to this application in the show notes. You can take a look at it. And if you are a budding podcaster, this may be the app for you to give you the kind of podcast that you want. Thank you for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.